Ready? Hi, let's discuss about the human resource management in the hospitality business. Exactly, the human resource management, how it works in a hospitality management. So those who are working in hospitality industry, they have to work as a HR manager as well. Let's discuss further what are the responsibilities for those who are working in hospitality industry. Need of HR opportunities in the hospitality. The hospitality concept seeked for trained catering products other than the job uniforms, free food, service charge, tips, account for perks in catering positions. And aptitude, tact, dependability, willingness, initiative and hard work are some prerequisites for catering personnel. Those who are working in a catering industry, apart from uniforms, apart from tips, apart from salaries, they have to perform in dependability, willingness, initiative and hard work are some prerequisites for catering personnel. Let's discuss further exactly who are the people, those who are working in hospitality industry, how they can give great services towards human resource management. Now, courtesy factor. Let's discuss about the courtesy factor. You need to have the welcome gesture. The same time, pleasant and genuine smile. Whenever the guest enters in your organization, you should have the genuine smile. And the same time, you need to be dynamic speech. Whenever you are talking with the guest or a customer, you need to be dynamic whenever communicating with the guest. The same time, customer satisfaction is very important, because whenever the customer satisfaction is there, you will get repeated customers. Then mouth publicity would be there. For example, in your restaurant, there are 50 customers came, and out of 50, 50 people are happy customer, they're satisfied, and there are chances to come back also, and they can give publicity, mouth publicity to another customers. The workforce in the hotel and catering industry comprises, let's discuss permanent and salaried key personnel in each department. For example, if you see in a hospitality industry, there are departments, for example, kitchen, the front office and F&B, and the same times banquets, maintenance and engineering. In that, there would be some permanent employees would be there. This is the one type of workforce. They would be working for monthly and they would be getting the pay scale. And the same time, there are seasonal personnels who are working in few departments. For example, if you say there is a season, that season is for the marriage season. In that season, the company, the hospitality industry, hire people as a seasonal employees. They work for the period of the season and they can pay weekly or a monthly wise. And the same time, the part-time personnel also works. The part-time means there would be a peak revenue hours are there in hospitality industry. For example, if you see one restaurant is always busy at the time of the breakfast and the lunch and the dinner time. These are known as the peak revenue periods. In that period, the organization hire part-time employees where they work for the hourly basis. For example, you say if you hire one guy for the 4 hours, he would be doing the dinner session in your restaurant. So he would be there 7 to 11, the 4 hours he will get paid for that. That is the one type of employment organization has. And the same time, there is a casual workers also works with the organization. What are the casual workers? Casual workers are not in a payroll for the organization. They will be hired from the third party and they will be paid according to that. Whenever the season is there, whenever the peak revenue are there, that time these casual people are hired. Now, staffing ratios, kitchen efficiency and overhead care cost, the same time complexity of the menu and the type of the establishment, staff capability and kitchen equipment and conditions, preparation and service time available, customer profile and expectancy. How exactly the staff ratio and all, how the kitchen is there and what kind of menu are you providing to the customer, and the same time how much time you are taking to deliver your products to the customer, depend on that the staff ratio would be there. Now, employees need to be aware that the following attributes, these are very important role. We are not working in a factory, we are working in a hospitality industry. So day-to-day activity, you are interacting with the customer, that time you require some attributes also. One is you should be the punctual, and the same time self-presentation, integrity, responsibility and effort. These are the attributes you should have, because in day-to-day your work, you are interacting with the internal customers and external customers also. What are the internal customers? internal customers are your employees, those your colleagues, and external customers are guests, those who are coming to your organization to have the food or staying with you. Now, what exactly what is that punctuality? How the punctuality works? You work as a shift basis in hotel industry. For example, one guy is there, he is working for the first shift and you are working for the second shift. If you come on time, then the first guy will relieve at the same time. If you don't come on time, the shift will be extended. At the same time, self-presentation is very important. As I told, we are not working in a factory. It is not a back-end process. It is a front-end process. You are interacting with the guest. Your presentation, your grooming standard should be presentable. And at the same time, integrity. This is very important because day-to-day, you are interacting with the guest. They may come with their belongings. They can keep their mobile phones and belongings on the table. If you don't have the proper integrity, it may be issue for the organization. At the same time, you have to be responsible for your duties and responsibilities because you are allocated for responsibility. If you are able to take the responsibilities, then only things will move ahead. At the same time, hospitality industry gives the lots of hard work also. You should put your effort to achieve the same. Now, attributes and qualities of the successful hospitality manager. As a hospitality manager, what exactly the quality he should have? Let's discuss further how exactly it is. Interview, select and employ suitable staff. Whenever you are interviewing, you required, you should interview the proper staff, and at the same time, you should get the proper staff also. And the supervise and organize a team of staff. Whenever you are handling your teams, you need to supervise properly. And at the same time, predict and interpret business trends. There would be a business trends in hospitality industry. As we have discussed, for example, there is a season for the marriages. That time you may get the more business in a banquets, and the same time there is a tourism season will be there. That time you might get, there are so many tourists. You should be predictable towards your business. According to that, you can get part-timers, you can get seasonal employees, you can get the casual employees, and according to that, you can plan your staff leaves also. The same time, control finance expenditure. Whenever you are working with the organization, there would be expenses like utility cost would be there, labor cost would be there, laundry expenses would be there, the cleaning expenses would be there, and stationary expenses would be there. You need to control and you need to optimize the cost. At the same time, make valid business decisions. Whenever you are interacting with the guest for the business decision, you need to take a business decision properly. At the same time, use discretion and attack difficult circumstances. There would be some circumstances, problematic circumstances you may get. As a hospitality manager, you need to handle that problems in a diplomatic manner. At the same time, set and keep to business targets. So obviously, whenever you are working with the organization, you would be having some budgets. You need to set and achieve the targets. Comply with the relevant legislation. Now, the front office manager may be responsible for. The front office manager is there. He is responsible for a few roles and responsibilities. Let's discuss how the front office manager, which roles and responsibilities are responsible. Now, promotion of room and function sales, because he is the front-end person who is interacting with the guests, those who are coming for the rooms. He is the responsible for selling the rooms and at the same time functions as well. Control of all room and function reservation. This is very important factor because he would be taking reservation through phone, through mails, and at the same time interaction also. So you need to be track according to that, and at the same time you need to take care of the reservation factor. Creating successful customer relations. You are the first person who are interacting with the guest. The same time, the first impression is the best impression. So you need to make a great relation with the customer. Compiling and keeping customer accounts. This is very important. Those who are coming in your organization for staying and having meal, you are the person need to take care of his accounting. What exactly the accounting and all? Maybe he's staying in room, the room, whatever the tariff is there. And the same time, he would be having the meal in room service or in outlets also. The same time, he is using the laundry services, and he would be using some miscellaneous account also. As a front office manager, you need to compile and give proper account to the organization as well as the guest. Keeping records of the guest, this is very important because whenever the guest comes, he would be giving his details. He need to keep and compile the guest details. Creating a good business image and employment and training staff. Employment and training staff, because you, as a front office manager, you would be required a few people, those who are working under you, like front office executives and telephone operators. You need to take a proper interview and staffing and motivating them also as a front office manager is a responsibility. The food and beverage manager, what exactly the responsibility is? Promotion of food and beverage sales. He is the whole and sole person who is promoting food and beverage sales in his restaurants and banquets and bar and restaurant, multi-cuisine restaurants and room service. He is the person he has to take care of the food and beverage services. Planning functions and their execution, which we have spoken. Each hotel, they have the banquet halls, where his rules and responsibility is to execute that functions. At the same time, planning the provision and service of food and beverages, he has to plan for the food and beverage services, because preparation is very important in hospitality industry. I want to give you a small example for that. For example, tomorrow is some function is there. For that, from today, you need to take care of the stock requisition, and you need to take care of the linen part, you need to take care of your staffing part, you need to take care of your uniform part, and at the same time, whatever exactly the infrastructure, what are the promotional material you require, you have to be pre-planned. That is his responsibilities. Control of stock and food and alcohol, tobacco, which we have spoken now, he has to take care of all food and beverage stocks. And purchasing of stock and budget for forecasting and analysis, employment and training staff. Because whenever you are working with the organization, there would be a budgeted sales. For example, you have the room service. Exactly every day how much you would be doing the sales, and the same time monthly how much you would be doing the sales, and the same time yearly how much you would be doing the sales. You need to budget, and the same time you need to achieve the same. This is very important. And the same time, food and beverage manager need to take care of is hiring the staff and training the staff and motivating the staff also. This is also the great responsibility for the food and beverage manager. The facility service manager is there in the hotel industry. What exactly is the roles and responsibilities? The control of cleanliness, because whenever you are working with the hospitality industry, cleaning is very important factor. There is a facility manager, he takes care of the cleaning part. He supervises the cleaning schedule. At the same time, liaison with the hospital infection control committee, maintenance of hygienic premises and disinfection and sterilization of the equipment, employment control and the training of staff and budget forecasting and working within the budget. Let's talk reality how this facility manager work. He would be having a few people working under him, like, you know, supervisors, like housekeepers. The same time, he is the person who is hiring the staff and motivating the staff and training the staff. And the same time, he needs to budget for his cleaning material also. And the same time, sanitizing, pest control, everything comes under his roles and responsibilities as well. Team approach. What exactly the team approach is? A clear line of authority, respect for the team leader, a definite leader for the progression. Because whenever you are working as a team leader, as a supervisor, as a manager, he would be having a respect towards his staff. Knowledge and skill necessary to complete assign the task, because whenever the team approach is there, hospitality industry is an industry where skilled staff required. For example, you are working in a back office, you are working in a back end like kitchen, and you are working in a front office like food and beverage, and same time front office. You required skills. You required skills to cook the food, and you required skills to serve also. You required skilled staff for the same, and a sufficient time and stock to complete stocks. You required sufficient time to complete your task, and a caring attitude towards other team members. Whenever you are working with the team, you should have the caring attitude towards your team, because you need to achieve goals with the team only. The same time, good team spirit and essential part of the hotel and the catering industry. You should have a great team spirit. That time the organization will grow with the team only. A smile says thank you. The same time, happiness, satisfaction, well done, understanding and caring and success, these are the things, attributes we require whenever we are working in a hospitality industry. How does a guest understand us? Whenever the guest comes to your organization to have meal or to stay with you, how he understands exactly the way we look, grooming, nails and hair, smile, whenever you are working, because you are the person who is interacting with the guest, and you are the person who is representing your organization, and you are the person who is representing your brand. So you need to take care of your grooming standards. What exactly the grooming standards? You need to take care of your hair, and you need to take care of your nails. nails and you need to take care of the smile, because whenever you have the pleasing personality with the smile, half of the things will be taken care. The same time, the way we talk, standard phrases, good morning, good evening and a good day. Whenever the guest comes, instead of seeing and giving a smile, the same time if you say, good morning sir, the same time, good afternoon sir, good evening sir, these phrases works with the positive energy and it impacts your brand also. The same time, job related skills and follow-ups, whenever you are a skilled worker, your work shows to the people, those who are coming into your organization. The first four minutes is the impression which gives to your customers, those who are coming to your organization. One is smile and the second is eye contact, then the person name and undivided attention and mirror person body talk. These are the things which impact the customers. Whenever guest comes, if you give a great smile to him, half of the things has been done. The same time, if you are interacting with him, eye to eye contact, half of the things has been done. Now, if you know the customer's name, and if you announce with the customer's name, then he would be surprised and he would be impressed with whatever communicating you have. For example, you know Mr. Rao, then if he is coming to your restaurant, good morning Mr. Rao, if you say exactly what he feels, if you are there in his shoes, you can feel the same. Grooming standards for hospitality professions, which we have spoken, you are the first person who is interacting with the customer, because the brand image depend on you. What exactly the grooming standards you need to follow? Let's discuss. One is you need to take care of the hair, and the same time nails, and the same time jewelry like your hands and ear and neck you can wear, and the same time footwear, black and brown footwear you can wear, and toenails and makeup, simple foundation and as a base. Whenever you are doing a makeup, it has to be very simple. At the same time, uniforms, it should be properly washed, laundered and ironed. It should be spick and span. At the same time, hygienic, this is very important. For example, if you are interacting closely with the guest, your body odor is not a proper. That impression, whatever you have created in the fraction of minutes, that impression go will task. You need to take care of the general hygienic, like you need to take at least twice a bath and you need to use a proper deodorant also. This is very essential in hospitality industry once you are working with the closely to the customers. Qualities of the professional. What exactly the qualities of the professional? Let's discuss. Marketing function, to motivate to people to spend. Those who are working in a marketing department, they have to motivate the customer, they have to motivate the guest to spend more for your organization. And problem solving, to be diplomatic and resourceful. Whenever the problem happens in hospitality industry, it may occur because it is a day-to-day activity and you are giving a tangible and intangible experiences to the guest. You are giving the food and at the same time you are giving the services also. Sometimes it might be a problematic situation. You need to be very tactful to the resolve the issues. And reference person for specific person, and image builder for service provider. Who is a servicing provider? You need to create a great image for that. Continuing professional development, CPD, framework of learning and development activities, contributing to an individual continuity effectiveness as a professional. Team is lifelong learning, less structure and more job specific activities such as on job learning. Because whenever you are working in hospitality industry, you need to take care of your learning process also, because this industry gives you more learning and more training day to day on job. If you are able to learn and get trained properly, you'll become a wonderful hospitality professional. Training delivers a return on investment in several ways, because you know training, it impacts lots towards your hospitality industry. How exactly it works? The first, it helps to run the business better, because training, whenever the trained staff you have, they would be having the processes, they know the processes, how to deliver the products and how to prepare the products. So one skilled labor is equal to maybe two or three unskilled labor. And at the same time, your brand image depend on your staff, so you need to give proper training to your staff. And training is also retention strategy. Whenever you are giving a training, your staff of your employees feel it, there is organization growth is there, and they feel it, they are learning something. So retention policy, they will stay back with you and they will work more years with you. And the same time, training also creates a more flexible and efficiency workplace, because if you are giving a proper training, everybody become a skilled worker with you. So your work culture and your work process would be very easy. And the same time, training is much more than former classroom training. Because whenever you are giving on-job training, hospitality industry, it's not like a classroom training. It gives you motivation and it gives you skills training, and there is a learning process. Everybody love the training, whatever the hospitality gives. Thank you.